Are you living a life that feels good? Could it be better? Welcome to the Pursuit of You podcast. I'm Jocelyn Kate. What does it mean to be in the pursuit of you? Identifying and validating your own feelings, communicating them in healthy ways, and building a network of people who will love and respect you in all the ways you deserve so you can experience ultimate happiness through emotional connection. Welcome to episode 3 of the Pursuit of You podcast. In this episode, I want to talk about identifying your feelings without barriers. What kind of barriers stop us from identifying, validating, or expressing our feelings and needs? Internal and external limitations, including family and friends, or personal limitations. Personal limitations are the subconscious beliefs that we're unaware of, or we're unaware that they're actually personal beliefs and not universal. For example, if you feel secure when your partner's playing on their phone, it's healthy to tell your partner, and you shouldn't feel badly that you've discovered a feeling of insecurity. You shouldn't feel as though you're going to offend them by expressing your feeling. Having a feeling can be based on the feedback you're getting from someone, or it can be based on your own perception of events. It can be a combination of the two. The only way to determine where our feeling is coming from and what we need to move forward is by expressing and exploring it. So for example, expressing that your partner's actions are evoking a feeling of insecurity or anxiety allows you to explore why and then identify what it is you need to cope or manage. Is it personal work on unfounded insecurities? Or does your partner need to work on their emotional connection with you? The only way to discover the answer is to express your feelings and explore your needs. Outside limitations include people who can't or won't explore your feelings with you. So for example, if you express your feelings of insecurity to your partner and they shame you or they blame you for having those feelings and expressing them. Or maybe they change the conversation from focusing on your insecurity to instead focusing on their reaction to your insecurity. And they tell you about how they're offended that you would be insecure. You didn't choose the insecurity because we don't choose our feelings, we just discover them. So these outside limitations, they can be a result of repetitive experiences where there's a consistent lack of understanding or empathy, or a one-time interaction where deep vulnerability was not embraced and it caused you to feel like you can't or shouldn't explore or express those feelings. When we avoid expressing feelings due to inside or outside limitations, we start to develop emotional blind spots because those barriers, those limitations to identifying and expressing our feelings start to build a wall between us and our feelings, puts our feelings behind a barrier so that we can't see them and we can't access them. So how do we become more in touch with our own hidden feelings? By paying attention to the feelings that we embrace or shame in other people. Because the way that we treat other people is the way that we treat ourselves. If somebody expresses insecurity to us, do we shame them? Do we say, "Don't, you shouldn't feel that way. There's no reason for you to feel that way." Or do we explore it and ask them why? The way that we respond to someone else's feelings is the way that we respond to our own feelings intimately. And the most prominent barrier to identifying emotional blind spots is the belief that feelings are not personal, but instead universally shared and universally identifiable. So, for example, with the insecurity regarding your partner on the phone activity doesn't make everyone insecure. It doesn't cause everyone to have the same feelings of curiosity or anxiety or jealousy. That's personal. Implying that feelings are always a natural reaction or a natural result of a certain behavior distances ownership from the feeling so that we're unaware that the feeling is our own and that we need a response or a reaction that's specifically tailored to our needs. If feelings were universally shared in all people, the solution or response would also be universal. Our needs are personal. The things that make us feel happy and secure are personal preferences. And in order to identify our needs, we have to take personal ownership of our feelings. So how can we take ownership of our emotional blind spots? When you feel a reaction to something, ask yourself specifically what you're feeling and use emotional words. Use your emotional vocabulary. Write it down. Ask yourself what specific act is causing the feeling you've identified. Because when you know your feeling and the cause, you can determine what response would alleviate your feeling. Without inhibiting your desires, explore every possibility. Maybe you want a heartfelt apology. Maybe you want all of your partner's passwords. Maybe you want $50. Allow yourself to explore every crazy scenario that would help you feel better. And once you've identified whatever it is that would help you feel better, think of an alternative. If your solution would be a groveling apology or sharing all the passwords, how might someone respond to that request? What could they offer instead that would still meet your needs but not make them feel so badly? For example, with your partner, maybe they could broaden their communication with you so that you felt more secure in your relationship. That way, when you ask them something that they're doing, their distraction or their distance isn't going to feel personal to you because you'll know that there's an emotional connection that's stable and steady. When we can identify more than one acceptable solution to a problem, it allows us to gain some perspective on our own preferences. When we recognize that the solution to a problem is our preference and not the only available solution, we can take ownership of the feeling that drives the need for that solution. We can take ownership of our emotional blind spot. And this kind of communication is not only for intimate relationships, it's for every kind of relationship, for parent-child or for friends, because every relationship requires the expression of needs and the responsive meeting of needs. The most important aspect of maintaining a healthy relationship with anyone is met needs. And needs cannot be met without being identified. So it's important that we identify our own needs and we help people in our care community identify theirs. Everybody has needs, and here's 5 undeniable facts about your needs. 1, they exist. Your needs exist, and that's undeniable. 2, we don't choose them. They choose us. We discover them. 3, denying our needs only impacts our own happiness. There's no reason to deny our needs. We should freely and openly explore our feelings and explore the solution to our feelings. As long as we're doing it in a healthy way, there is no reason our needs should not be able to be met. 4, guilt or shame about your feelings doesn't serve you. Guilt or shame on ourselves never serves us. There are plenty of people out in the world that can guilt and shame you, and there's no reason to do it to yourself, especially not in regards to discovered feelings. Not everyone can or will have the capacity to meet your needs, but someone will. We're not going to find 100,000 people to meet our needs, and that's okay. We'll find 1 or 2 people, and that's good, because then we can preserve our energy and invest it in them. We don't want 100,000 people to invest our energy into, because that would be tiny bits of energy for everybody. So we want it to be targeted, and we want it to be focused. We want to preserve our energy for the people who matter, and we want to strengthen our care communities so that we can reach happiness and they can reach happiness. We don't have to settle for unmet needs. And if healthy communication doesn't produce the desired results, we then must fall to our boundaries to protect our pathways to happiness. And to meet your needs in a healthy way, in the next episode, I want to talk about balancing your feelings versus suppressing them so that you can ensure you're taking into consideration your care community's feelings and your own. But you're not doing it in a way that suppresses your feelings. You're doing it in a balanced way. And I can't wait.